Radio Belarus International is proud to have Olivier Poivre-d'Arvor as our guest. In 2007, he joined the Foreign Ministry of France as Minister Plenipotentiary. For 5 years, Olivier Poivre-d'Arvor served as the head of the France Cultural Radio and is currently an ambassador for cultural attractiveness. He initiated such programs as Le Grand Tour and in 2005 a festival World Marathon in Toulouse, now the second most visited literary event in France. In addition, since 2014, he has been occupying the post of the president of the National Navy Museum. Novelist and essayist Olivier Poivre-d'Arvor has authored an impressive number of literary pieces.
Monsieur
d'Arvor, it is a pleasure to see you in our studio. Please tell us, it is always the first question that I ask, what is your impression of the country and of the exhibition so far?
Écoutez, c'est formidable de pouvoir être là.
Of course, being a writer, it is an attractive opportunity for me to get to visit a literary salon in Minsk and meet other writers. It is also an occasion for me to get acquainted with Minsk and discover its history and culture, which is, of course, somewhat familiar to us. Through historical facts, I have heard such names as Chagall and Sotkin, but now I have a chance to learn more about the city during my short stay here.
Book fairs nowadays are aimed at presenting and exhibiting, above all, modern literature. So how would you evaluate the literary taste that such books form among the modern youth as well as readers of all ages?
Well, more than anything, it comes down to reading. Literature is written to be read. Nowadays, many countries are struggling to inspire young people to read, to pull them away from their gadgets, iPhones, iPads, computers, and put a book in their hands. Children are all, of course, passionate about fairy tales, legends, fables, but as they get older, it becomes hard to make them keep on reading. The main task is to produce quality literature. Another side of the issue is that every country has its own literature, in its own language. But in the era of globalization, we all have to answer a question, whether we want our children to be reading just Harry Potter. I'm not aware of the extent of children's fascination with Harry Potter here in Belarus, but that's the case mostly everywhere in the world. So the dilemma is whether we want to have a global literary world or for every country to have their own world, and for children to read books mainly written by authors from their native country.
Monsieur d'Arvor, as the initiator of Le Grand Tour, could you please tell us more about the program?
Sure, a few words about this program. It was the Minister of France who created such post as Ambassador for Cultural Attractiveness. He offered me the position and approved of my initiative to start a program that would last for 6 months, from January to July 2016, with the aim of creating a wide range of events that would help tourists truly discover France. It is important to mention that France is the most visited country in the world. We welcome around 80 million tourists annually, and it is not always easy to draw them to events other than that of French cultural heritage, like visiting Saint-Michel Monastery. We, however, try to encourage visitors to stop by other cultural places, for example, Avignon Film Festival or Chemin-sur-Loire Garden Festival. Therefore, the point of the program is to help tourists not only discover the architectural heritage of France, but also French creativity.
We will also support this program here in Belarus. Cultural festivals are probably the easiest way to gather large crowds of people, be that music, theater, or literature. You have touched upon this briefly already. So, do events of this type represent the country in the international arena and help attract visitors who are interested primarily in culture and its different manifestations?
I will give you some examples. Before World War II, Nice received an offer to start a film festival, and eventually the city declined. Immediately after the war, the city of Cannes accepted the offer, and I am sure that you know the rest of the story. Nowadays, it is the most renowned film festival in the world, the most talked about in the media. It gave the French film industry a boost, brought structure to it. And you are absolutely correct in saying that cultural events and festivals help preserve and spread a country's image and attract visitors. It is important to add that Cannes International Film Festival will continue to exist for a long time. Same with Avignon Festival.
When I was researching the book fair, I also stumbled upon something interesting about you. France is an incredible place, and the Belarusians, among others, know it as a maritime state. As a landlocked country ourselves, we associate France with the sun and the sea. And being the president of the French Navy Museum, what does the marine element mean to you?
C'est une question très importante pour moi.
It is a question that brings back memories of home. I come from the Bretagne region of France, which is primarily famous for its coastline, stunning views and rich history, especially in the 16th, 17th centuries. The French navy had a major impact in the world, of course following Portuguese, Spanish and Dutch navies. And we're proud to say that we have a navy, because not every country does. I was born in the French Belarus, you could say, the region of Champagne, which is also landlocked. And as a child, I always longed for the sea. Together with my family, we would often go to our relatives' house in Bretagne. So it is no surprise I have accepted the Minister of Armed Forces' offer to become the president of the Navy Museum, located in Paris, right by the Eiffel Tower, which is one of five Navy Museums in France. Others can be found in Toulon, Lorient, Brest, La Rochelle. It was, of course, a great honor for me, and I immensely enjoyed telling the tales of the sea and seamen.
Скажите, пожалуйста, вы...
You are a novelist and an essayist, but do you now have any time to write, considering you are so busy with other honorable obligations? Are you currently working on something? And if yes, could you share some details and tell us what it is about?
If you truly love to write, you will find time to do so, even if it comes at the expense of your sleeping time. I am in fact currently working on a piece, which will come out in January of 2017, a few months before the May 2017 French presidential election. The novel focuses on politics and the making of the National Front Party.
Well, best of luck then. We will be awaiting the Russian translation of the book. Thank you very much.